News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Monday update on what's happening with the United Way of the Brazos Valley. The community campaign is still going on. Our campaign profile this week is with Habitat for Humanity. Carl Roscoe, the Director of Development. Ryan Pierce is here, Communications for Habitat for Humanity. And Carl, just wanted to open up with those who aren't familiar with Habitat, particularly specifically in the Brazos Valley. Habitat for Humanity is known worldwide, obviously,
right.
And there may be a few who aren't aware of what the of what Habitat is about, but specifically here in the Brazos Valley, if you can shoot some numbers.
Well, our affiliate here for Habitat for Humanity is Bryan College Station Habitat. We serve the Bryan College Station area, and our mission is to provide decent, safe, affordable housing for low-income families. And I think we're celebrating 25 years here in the Brazos Valley. We're looking, hopefully, in 2012 to build our actual 250th home. We're on course. We're on pace to do that. Currently, we have about 233 homes that we've built, so we've got a nice little pace set there for next year, but we're looking forward to do that. And a little bit about what Habitat does is we help low-income families find homes, and a lot of things that we do that people have them, they think they know about Habitat in that these people have to qualify. It's not something our motto is a hand up, not a hand out. So that's a little bit about Habitat for Humanity and what they do here in the Brazos Valley.
And for anyone who has seen the completion of a home, and in fact, those who are living in there are among those who are helping build the home.
That's right. Most of the time, well, matter of fact, all the time, they're required to do it, what we call sweat equity hours, 500 sweat equity hours, and they have to put 300 of it into someone else's home before they get started on their own home. So they got to pay it forward, is what I always like to say, before they start working on their own home. But the last 200 hours is for their own home, the painting, the roofing, the floors, the everything else.
In fact, a whole lot of other volunteer effort goes into that. And Ryan, let me just throw you in here, because you sent us a news release today that there's a group at A&M that's involved this week in doing just that.
Yeah, there's a new student organization called BUILD. It was initiated by Corps of Cadet members who wanted an organization that would bring together students from all over campus. And they're sponsoring a Habitat home right now. They raised $50,000 to build that home. It's underway in Bryan, and they're actually bringing volunteers each week to build that house. And then they're actually building walls for four other Habitat homes on campus this week on Simpson Drill Field Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. They're going to be out there building walls. We have several regular Habitat volunteers who are helping lead that project on campus.
And we can go ahead and throw out the pitch. If somebody's interested in being a volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
If they'd like to volunteer, you can come to our website at habitatbcs.org, or send us an email at volunteer@habitatbcs.org, or give us a phone call at 979-822-7200.
And Carl, talk about the benefit of being a United Way partner agency and how that helps out Habitat.
Well, being partnered with United Way is definitely a plus for Habitat. We are one of the organizations that they give money to over the year. So the funds that they raise over the year, we get a percentage of those, along with a lot of the other agencies. And United Way does a lot of good down here in the Brazos Valley, certainly in Bryan College Station. And being a part of that is definitely advantageous for Habitat.
Again, Habitat for Humanity here in the Bryan College Station area, one of the partner agencies for United Way of the Brazos Valley. Again, online at uwbv.org if you want to learn more information about being a part of the community campaign. Again, Carl Roscoe, the Director of Development, Ryan Pierce, the Communications at Habitat for Humanity, with us here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.